Any rebroadcast, reproduction, or other use of this show without the express written consent of the Financial Guys LLC is strictly prohibited.
Securities offered through Peak Brokerage Services, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Independent Solutions Wealth Management or Blackridge Asset Management. Financial Guys, Independent Solutions, and Blackridge Asset Management are not an affiliate of Peak Brokerage Services, Inc.
You didn't just think about that.
I swear to God.
How ridiculous.
You can't make this up.
Here's your reward for breaking the law.
Financial Guys, folks, Glenn Wiggle, Mike Lomas here, comes our podcast. Thanks for tuning in. We appreciate it. Got a lot to talk about today. We were off on Saturday, so appreciate some time off. Thanks to Mike Spiraza and Stefan Mihailu for filling in this weekend. We appreciate it. Mike and I will be back next weekend live and in person on the Financial Guys Radio Network. So tune in if you want to get your calls and questions in on the air. But today is, of course, the podcast. We don't take calls here. So I wanted to start. We got a lot of stuff to go through. We got to talk about Biden for sure. I mean, this is getting not even funny anymore. This is getting dangerous. It really is.
It is getting dangerous. It's going to cause World War III.
This guy is, I got to fix this, but this guy is.
Putin's got to go. He's telling the troops, wait till you're in Ukraine.
What a disaster.
He doesn't even know he's sending.
What a disaster. Here's what he said, in Poland. This was look, it's funny for a while, right?
No,
at this point, this isn't
funny. You and I never thought it was really funny.
No.
But we have fun with it because we do a show like that.
Yeah.
But
this
you don't have the
funny.
Leader of the free world with Alzheimer's.
No,
you just don't.
No, this isn't funny now. So he went over to Poland to try to calm things down. He talks about regime change, saying that Putin can no longer be allowed to stay in power. He was asked a question about chemical weapons and what the response would be, so we would respond in kind. And then he said to the troops, you know, what you'll see when you're over there in Ukraine is women and children standing in front of tanks and implying that we're going to be putting troops on the ground. This guy's an abstract moron. And honestly, they took a picture of the press conference where he tried to clean up his mess, where he's got note cards in his hand, right? It should have started with my name is Joe Biden.
And he's messing him up. And he's messing
him up.
He's done that multiple times where not only did they give him now cards to reference along with the teleprompter, but he can't do that anymore. He just can't. He's fumbling through it. And the thing is, they don't pick up any of this.
No.
Like if you got in front of a screen and were like, they would be like, well, or I did, Mike, something's going wrong. Like, you know, well, is there something not right? They don't just... the whole press conference is and like they're like, okay, great, hey, thanks, Joe, wonderful job.
It's crazy, and then he doesn't walk it back. They asked him the question: do you regret your comment? No, I don't.
Yeah,
I don't take
even
any
know
of
what
it back.
The comments were.
I don't apologize.
She says,
for any- one of the questions.
He goes to when he answered that, Glenn. He goes, you asked me three questions, and I'm going to answer all three.
Right.
And I'm like, wow, he said that pretty authoritative.
Right.
He forgot the questions.
He forgot the questions.
Like right away, he forgot the questions. Right. Let's just okay.
Sad.
Like, if you're of sound mind, even if you got a lot of stuff going on, you're going okay. Three questions. Write them down quick. You know, come right back to him. Bullet point him off. I'd be just
so
crazy.
So yesterday he did a press conference, I think promoting the transportation bill, and he took questions. And finally, the press actually stepped up and said, "Mr. President, you're supposed to be the wizard of smart when it comes to the international whatever." What happened there? Well, no, I didn't. Are you worried that he's going to use, Putin's going to use this as propaganda? And do you regret your comments? No and no. Of course he's going to use it as propaganda. He's already using it. I mean, look at, and not to mention, this, by the way, this doesn't just go to the Democrats. I'm going to call it the Republicans here for a second. Lindsey Graham does not deserve to be in office either. Lindsey Graham is a piece of garbage is what he is, a rhino, right? Lindsey Graham's out there last week or the week before, with the shitty eating grin on his face going, I think if somebody was over there in Russia that wanted to take out Putin, it'd be a great thing. We got the Republicans talking about advocating for assassinating a leader of a major country. You've got the president of the free world talking about regime change and responding with chemical weapons and putting troops on the ground in Ukraine. This is becoming a disaster. Look, there's not – first of all, we know that Biden's not running this administration. This is being run by Valerie Jarrett, Susan Rice, and Jen Psaki, clearly, right? The Ben Rhodes of the world. But
The Obamas.
The Obamas, right? This is the Obamas team. The Obamas team is running this disaster. And the thing is, they've got their fall guy
nothing
now.
Nothing to see behind me, by the way.
Those
of you watching, I'm like, nothing
behind
going
the curtain
back there.
They've got their fall guy now, right? So Obama can do whatever he wants and not get blamed for it. And he's going for it, right? They're causing all kinds of messes. But
the whole plan, by the way.
They need to
the
put somebody out there, though. But in this international thing, put Blinken out there, put a defense secretary, a general, somebody. somebody, but you can't let this guy speak anymore. Put him back in the basement.
Could have been defeated in Texas. This could have been over in Texas, meaning increase the oil supply and put Russia under and not a troop on the ground.
Yep.
Shame on this stupidity.
It's really amazing.
Not only are we paying for it at the pump and crushing the poor and the middle class, just crushing
them. But the food
prices
get out even more out of control. He's talking about shortages now, which is a possibility.
Well, for sure it's going to be. For sure it's going to be. Absolutely, right? So you're gonna have shortages. You're going to have $5, $6, $7 a gallon. Which we already do in places like California.
They can't figure it out, by the way. They think their gas is
better. It's amazing to me. Again, it's not what the media tells you. It's what the media doesn't tell you. Okay, we should go to electric cars because it's $5 a gallon. Yeah. Yeah, but you can't plug them in California, you morons.
Right. They have brownouts.
You can't drive them.
They have brownouts.
And this is good. NBC, ABC, CBS have failed to mention Hunter Biden in 259 days.
Amazing.
Why is that important? Why is that important? It's important, just as important as the fact that you can't plug in your electric roller skate in California. Yeah. They just don't care.
They
look the other way. And the average everyday citizen was home last night watching American Idol or some dance
competition.
Oscars.
They're watching the Oscars. Will Smith slapped Chris Rock across the face, whatever day that was.
Which, by the way,
that was great.
I never watched that.
I watched
that part. If I had known it was going to turn into a little bit of the WWE, I probably would have tuned in.
Yeah.
I got to be honest with you. If they're going to punch each other, how's that? The hypocrisy of the left.
I love it. Can you imagine
if that was a white male that stood up at a Fox News conference and punched somebody in the face? Yeah. How outraged they would be, how just Neanderthal they are. I mean, these people are just, they're just a joke.
It's amazing.
It's an absolute joke. Will Smith stands up there and he goes, I don't know what he made for the movie he did on the Williams sisters. Millions of dollars. Yeah. Million, probably, 40 million. He goes, it was so great to be able to protect everyone on the set. Protect everyone. What are you?
Did you have armed security there? No.
You're a security officer now? No, you weren't protecting anybody.
I like Will Smith. I like Chris Rock. I could care less about some of this stuff. This is all distraction, though. I mean, that's the thing with the... Yeah. First of all, nobody watches the Oscars anymore. If it wasn't for that event, nobody would... If it wasn't for that incident, nobody would even have known the Oscars went off on Sunday.
I almost wonder if it was staged to try to bring it back.
Exactly.
I hate to say that, but was that a Jesse Smollett for the
Oscars?
Right. Look at it. You know, have a little punch each other in the face.
Jesse, guys, we need some advice.
Yeah. Guys, our industry is totally dying. We've got to do something, right? Because it looked fake. Like, Chris
it looked fake. No, it looked totally fake. I don't know. But again, if that didn't happen, nobody would even have known. But you're right. People are, wrapped up in Dancing with the Stars. People are so ignorant. Twitter, by the way, if you really want to know how dumb people are, go to Twitter. Seriously, go to Twitter. Yeah. And somebody posted about, who was it? I think the Bradford file we follow. And a guy said, put a tweet out there and said, when are the Californians going to realize that their gas price is $2 higher than everybody else? And of course, some moron pipes in, well, our gas is cleaner and better, you idiot. I'm like, okay, so let me get this straight. So you're willing to pay 50% more for your gas because it's allegedly cleaner, which it's not. But let's just say it was. So this goes into the air as admissions. I wonder what happens with those admissions in the state next door that's paying a third less for their gas prices as you are for dirtier gas, I guess. I don't know that there are – I know there's specific California blends. I don't know how much more clean it is. No, I'm telling
I'll
you personally,
tell you what's not
I'm not willing to pay $6 to $7 for gasoline because it's cleaner. Give me a break.
I'll tell you what's not clean, California.
California.
It's a disgusting mess.
California is a disaster, right? They're worried about their air quality.
Yeah, guess what's polluting the ocean? Yeah. California, with their 17% homeless rate, probably higher now. Yeah. Thank you, Joe. We should look into that. We've been quoting it at 17% for the last 12 months.
Yeah, they haven't updated it.
But I'm positive it's higher than that now Joe has increased food prices and gas prices, right? But guess what gets thrown into the ocean every day? Garbage from Los Angeles.
Yeah, needles,
right?
All kinds
garbage
of
garbage from
stuff.
San Francisco. Yeah. That's what's ruining the environment. Yeah. Those disgusting Democrat-run filth holes.
The amazing thing is these Democrats live in their own filth. I mean, they plow everything around a 10-block radius around and build a giant wall like Zuckerberg did. But people are leaving San Francisco in droves. I know two people, my friend's sister and their friend, that cashed out. They bought a house for $500,000 when they graduated from college in the mid-90s. They just cashed their house out for $3.5 million or $3 million, mm-hmm. right? they come back to a Michigan or Ohio, and they can buy it. Of course, prices are higher, but it's all relative. They can buy a beautiful home for $500,000 and not have and not have a homeless person camping on their front step. You can have homeless people now in San Francisco that literally set up a tent on your front porch, and you can't do anything about it. You can't remove them.
Nothing.
Somebody said this to me. I'm like, well, I would do something about it.
I know.
It's called Smith and my friend Wesson. Right.
To be honest with you, I don't understand how that doesn't happen.
I know.
I mean,
it's crazy.
The sprinkler systems on every morning.
Right.
I mean, I would be watering the lawn with a fire hose
every day.
Like, get off my damn property.
Every day.
Right.
Yep.
Go get a job.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
No. It's amazing. This is what they create now. This is what they and they want to do it everywhere else. By the way,
getting worse. By the way, I was talking to somebody yesterday. They said, "How could this happen?" Well, let me tell you how it can happen. Rising prices, right? So people just get priced out of the market. Yep. Number one. Number two, massive amounts of heroin and fentanyl coming over the border and cocaine. Right. I mean, you're talking.
Massive,
look at the difference between two states. Right. You've got Texas that now says, I'm going to just continue to build the wall and keep these dirtbags out. And you've got California that says, we love everybody. Come on in. Oh, wait. Will Smith is punching people in the face. Sorry. Forget that. Don't look at it.
California has a wall, though. They have a wall.
Yeah.
They just don't enforce immigration.
They don't enforce it.
The Mexicans dig right underneath it. They literally have a tunnel. They'll pop up at a warehouse in like a downtown district in San Diego, and they just continue to follow right through. It's amazing.
Massive amounts of tunnels.
Crazy.
Massive amounts of tunnels. Yep.
Listen to this, though. You talked about California. Let's switch to New York for a second. This is what the Democrats want, folks. And for those that say, I love the liberals, right? Trump was a dictator. The Republicans want a dictatorship. I don't know about you, but it's none of the Republican leadership of any of the states, none of the Republicans that were in office, you know, the presidency or anybody else, nobody did what the Democrats have done. Kathy Hochul just basically froze the Seneca Nation bank accounts, okay? Now, think about this for a second. First of all, the Seneca Nation is supposed to be a sovereign nation, right?
Right.
I don't know where the – second of all, shame on you banks for listening to this, but listen to this. Just a few days ago, a subpoena served by New York State began blocking transactions on the bank accounts of Seneca Nation and the Seneca Gaming Corporation due to issues regarding casino revenue payments. The Seneca Nation president, Matthew Pagels, warned individuals not to attempt to cash or deposit nation-issued checks until the situation is resolved. Pagels addressed the situation as blatant government overreach and maintains the state's actions were purposeful, malicious, and politically motivated. Of course they were. They want your money. They want everybody's down to the last nickel. You're going to freeze the accounts. They can't cash checks. People have employees to pay, man. Like, that's not cool at all. Like, what gives you the right or the authority to be able to do that? Nothing does. Nothing does.
What's amazing is, so the federal government, when, you know, our return is complicated. We've got lots of businesses, right? So I actually overpaid last year.
Nice.
I overpaid a certain amount of money, right? Very rarely does that happen because every year, typically,
New York State still come back and ask for more money. They always do that for me.
No, this isn't New York State. This is the Fed.
I know,
right?
But the New York State still come back for more.
The Fed says to me, "Within you will have a check within 6 to 8 weeks." Mm-hmm. That was 15 weeks ago.
Oh my God,
15 weeks ago. Now, when you call the federal government to ask them where your check is, every single day that I've called, every time I've called, they say, "We are too busy to accept your call today. Please try again tomorrow."
Uh-huh.
Right.
Yeah.
So you can't get your money back. Now, the same is true. I've got a client who's owed money from the state, right? Same thing. Got a letter. Be there within 4 to 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Nope. Going on 18 weeks now, they said. Still don't have their
So no matter how much money my CPA, our CPA, tells me to pay to New York State, they always come back and ask for more. It doesn't matter. It's amazing. This amount to New York State.
But if you don't pay it.
They always come back for more.
Yeah, if you don't pay it, they're right away. They're shutting down your bank accounts.
Right.
They're arresting you. They're putting
you
in jail.
But this is over. This is way over the line. Yep. You're talking to Seneca Nation, who employs thousands of people in their different business enterprises, not to mention just the casino alone. You're gonna basically freeze the accounts so they can't cash checks. I mean, these are employees. Right. So now you can't afford your gas. You're struggling to make your rent payment. You can barely afford food. And now you can't cash your check because Kathy Hochul froze the accounts. Are you out of your mind? Yeah. And nobody's screaming about this? Like, seriously?
The saddest part about it is we couldn't figure out a way in New York to just legalize it and allow everybody to profit from it.
Gambling.
Whether it's going to be the Senecas or somebody else.
Marijuana.
Right?
No. Right. Fracking, you name it.
Right.
Look at the states that have made all kinds of money from all three of those things, right? Fracking probably the biggest thing, right? The marijuana thing, you know, that works in some states. It doesn't in others. I don't know. It doesn't seem like they've really made a lot of the tax revenue that they thought they would from it. I don't know. But the fracking,
it's because they can't, like anything else, First of all, there's been a huge underground business of marijuana that's been accepted for decades.
Whereas there's no underground natural gas market, right?
Right. Yeah. Right, right. It's a bigger. Yeah. You know, you're not going to get somebody who just sets up a well for $175 million under the disguise of the government, right? But you know, you got people selling little bags of marijuana all over. We've seen it since we went to high school, college, whatever. And now the government is saying we're going to compete with these people, and we're going to add on a tax.
Yeah, sure.
We're going to ask you to add on a retail outlet. Right. We're going to ask you. So what are they doing? They're going back to their for the most part, right? Some people who don't do it a lot are going to get some revenue out of it, but not like they thought.
But New York, the thing that they did in New York. Now, see, Colorado went to the legalization. Washington State early on went to full legalization. Other states went to medical use. Now they're fully legal, like Michigan. Here's what New York did. The wizards are smart in New York. The first thing they did was say, okay, you can set up these dispensaries, but only criminals can run them, right? Seriously, right? No joke.
That's my
favorite. The other thing they did was
just think about that for a second.
I swear to God.
How ridiculous.
You can't make this up.
Here's your reward for breaking the law.
But here's the other thing they did. They said, okay, you can go and grow your own plants. Like, I think you could have, I don't know, 4, 5, 6 plants, whatever number is, right? It doesn't matter, right? So, okay, so you're going to compete with a product that's already out there for cheaper. You're gonna make people jump through hoops and only go with the criminals so they can run these great places. But at the same time, you're going to allow people to grow their own stuff. Yeah. Should be a recipe for a lot of revenue for New York. Morons, right?
And all on the basis of we're going to bring in tax revenue from people who have never paid an ounce of taxes in their life.
Never going to happen.
These are people, the people you're giving the permits to walk around with $30,000 in cash in their pocket, right? They're not paying FICA.
They haven't filed a return since 96.
You know? Holy shit. Are you that stupid? Here's the permits. Have fun. Oh, by the way, we want our cut. Yeah, right.
Sure you are.
Yeah,
sure
right.
You do. It's a joke. Uh-huh. So those three things are for New York. Think about the gambling, the fracking, and then the marijuana. But the gambling and the fracking are huge. Forget the marijuana for a second. Gambling and fracking are huge business ventures that in this state is disallowed, right? So now the state gives it to the Senecas. We've had Seneca casinos now for quite some time.
Well, now you can do online gambling.
They froze it.
Which they are collecting a lot of money from.
Oh, online
first
for
week
sure,
it,
yeah.
First week it went through, New York collected $76 million.
Oh, yeah. Well, online gambling is huge. Why is online gambling okay, but a state-run casino is not okay? Right. A private business-run casino is not okay. Like, can't have a Trump Towers on it. It's so stupid.
I remember we did lots of shows on the casino down in Niagara Falls when the first one was going in down in Niagara Falls. Yeah. And the argument was people are going to get addicted to gambling.
Not if it's online.
Online wasn't there at the time.
Or horses.
Not when Niagara Falls was starting. That wasn't really a big deal, right? But what was a big deal is the Canadian side was bringing in records amount of money, right? All you needed to do was cross this little bridge, and you could play blackjack all day, but you come back, and you get nothing for it. Right. Now, what we did say, and both of us said this, and I remember saying this time and time again, I'm okay with having the casino in Niagara Falls as long as you take the revenue from the casino and you do the right things
with it. Back in the community.
Meaning you don't piss it away. And you do stuff that matters, meaning you're not just going to redistribute this money to crack addicts and heroin addicts. You're going to have shovel-ready land, right? There's a lot of old property that just needs to
knock
be bulldozed and started over.
Get it ready.
If you're going to take the resources and make the show, if you're going to reduce the taxes, we brought in $13 million last month. Let's reduce the taxes by $13 million. That's the kind of stuff that rebuilds the community. But we all knew New York State would figure out a way to piss all that away, which they have, and they're broke again, and we're right back at the same time. It doesn't matter how much money you throw. We always use the example. The Buffalo school system is $30,000 plus a kid right now. $30,000 plus a kid. My daughter goes to private school. It's $18,000
a year. Keep in mind.
Her education is better than their education.
Way better.
Right? So if money fixed it, then they would be the best school district in the whole country.
But they're not even close. Keep in mind that the Buffalo School District just got something like $280 million from one of the stimulus packages.
Let's see
what they do with it, folks. Check back in 2 years to see how they spent the $300 million. That's a third of $1 billion, right?
They'll have no idea where it's
it'll
gone.
It'll just disappear.
No idea.
Disappear. Right?
There will be
like
no
the State
measurable
Department.
Success.
Hillary
from
lost $4 billion. How does that happen? Oh, we have no
there
accounting for $4 billion. Oh, I see.
Zero measurable success. Unless they are willing to actually fix the problem, which they're not, because they would have accepted a guy like Carl Palladino, who's run businesses and understands how to cut waste.
Well, things
and understands
were improving.
How to run.
When Carl was there on the school board, the graduation rates went from like 40 to 60%. Now, again, you can probably knock 20% off of that for fraud, basically, for just passing kids through that shouldn't be passed through. But
well, they never,
but it did improve.
They never accepted him.
It did improve.
They never did. They gave him
the
they
whole
spent
time.
Year, 2 years, or whatever it was,
the
there,
whole time.
Just trying to smash him. They went to every board meeting
it's
to
amazing.
Try to make him look like a racist
here.
To push
I have
him
never
out.
Seen
all.
A community or an ethnic group do damage to themselves like the African-American community. I mean, seriously, right? Yeah. You look at places like Chinatown. The Chinese bring their family over. They work together. Italians. You look at the makeup of the city of Buffalo. You've got, you know, now it's obviously it's all blended together now, but we had an Italian area. We had a district. We had a Polish district. We had a, you know, different communities helped each other, right? That's always the way it's been. You help your own. You help each other. You know, the Irish, when they came over, helped the Irish. And, you know, obviously there was fighting between all sorts of different, you know, ethnic groups. And that's, you know, sad and unfortunate. But that's the way it was, right? You know, the Irish would hire Irish and the Italians would hire Italians and so on and so forth. But in the African-American community, and let's just take Buffalo, for example, you had three black women that did everything they could to get the white guy, Carl Palladino, who actually cared about the kids, right?
Right.
And essentially were advocating for things that hurt their own kids and their own community. I've never seen anything like that. It's amazing, right? Never before have I seen a community eat themselves. Chicago, Detroit, Baltimore. These communities, they're killing each other.
Getting
by
worse
the
every year.
Thousands. I mean, Chicago. And what was Chicago murder rate last year? Like, how did we break into the...
It was a record.
It was a record high. But think about how sad that is. I mean, you don't see that in Chinatown. I mean, there's not Chinese people slaughtering Chinese people all over the place. Right? This is insanity. What is going on
here? And the
here?
Worst is they say they want to fix it, and they say we need more money to fix these communities, yet we're sending record amounts of money there, and
nothing to do with
is
money.
Getting better.
The state,
it's getting worse.
This state is not a money – it's not a revenue problem. It's a spending problem. Right? Who is it that said we have a paying for problem? Who is that wizard's problem? Is that Lindsey Graham too? So we don't have a spending problem. We have a paying for problem.
The shame of it is we're going to have a both problem now. Right?
Yeah,
that's what happens. Is you have record amounts of money coming in from places like Wall Street. Right? Man, look at this.
Right.
It's a cash cow.
Uh-huh,
we can use it. We can use it. Right? And then over time, that cash cow gets its window broken so many times that they say, you know what, we're not repairing it again this time. We're moving to Palm Beach.
Yeah.
And now you're going to have a revenue slash spending problem because the spending's not going away. These people are addicted to it. It's like saying you can't do heroin anymore because it's too expensive.
Think about –
well, then they just move to crack cocaine, but they don't stop doing
it. Think about how much – so the state of Florida has a population of over 21 million people versus New York's population that's down now, I believe, below 19 million. So – 10% more population. The budget in Florida is about $105 billion. The budget in New York this year is over $200 billion. So twice the budget.
Crazy.
Now, here's the thing that Florida is focusing on.
They're short.
They're short in New York. Florida's good. Florida's got a surplus. Here's what they're focusing on in Florida. Okay, in Florida, they just passed a bill so that they can't teach woke sex education garbage to your five-year-old in kindergarten. Okay? Good. Mm. This is good, right? He just, for a time there, he gave bonuses and raises to, you know, teachers and first responders and whatnot. Also very good, right? They're focused on things that the community and the people want, right? New York and Democrats in general are constantly voting or governing against the will of the people, right? It just amazes me. It really is. New York,
ballot
what
reform,
have they passed?
Don't forget ballot reform. Just you get caught with an extra ballot in Florida, $50,000 fine, 5 years in prison.
That's huge.
Here, they're encouraging people, in a sense, to say, there's no problems if you go in and try to steal an election.
Right.
You do what you do
what you need to do, right? It's amazing to me. But think about the things they passed in New York, right? Well, we passed giving free tuition for illegal aliens. We passed giving stimulus checks illegal. What else have we done? I mean, when was the last positive thing that New York State legislature and the governor has passed? Think about that. Can you look back and say, wow, that piece of legislation right there, that's going to help us a lot.
Let me tell you, the result of that has been, of course, as you said, more people moving and a record amount of crime.
Yeah.
It is unsafe. And let me tell you something. We've said this forever. There is one thing. If there's one thing you can do for economic activity, it's safety. We always talk about taxes, very important, right? Yeah. You've got to have a good tax rate. But let me tell you something. The taxes are cheaper in the east side of Buffalo than they are in Williamsville, New York. But in Buffalo, our office is in Williamsville, New York. We choose to pay a higher tax amount because we believe it's safer, right? Yep. Safety is the key. When you have a state that is moving in an opposite direction of, hey, we want to make things safer as opposed to it's okay to have all this chaos – you're going to have economic activity really start to move the other way. Yep. And at some point, cease and desist in a lot of different areas.
Well,
right?
It is.
That's why one of the big things about Florida is, okay, look at the leadership over the last 2 years, leadership meaning mid, small companies, even large companies, they don't want to admit it. They're like, well, we don't want to. We can't say we're doing this, but we're moving our real estate business out of New York, right, and we're moving the headquarters to Florida. Yeah. And they say, they don't say anything. They don't make a big splash about it. But one of the big reasons is they see DeSantis saying, you know what? You're not going to smash the windows of the buildings in
Florida.
You're
not going to block
traffic. You're going to go to jail. You're not going to block traffic. These people are going to do their thing. And guess what everybody says? Okay, I can't do that anymore. Right. I can't stand out on the freeway because it's okay to run me over. Gotcha. I'm out.
He solved that issue so fast.
Seconds.
York, Chicago, all over the country, they were shutting down roads, standing in roads, harassing people, threatening people, banging on their windows, right? I mean, God, people got run over. People got pulled out of their cars. There was somebody in Chicago that was pulled. A husband and wife were both slaughtered in the streets, Puerto Rican family, right? Pulled from their car. Now, that happened one time in Florida, one time.
Yep.
They blocked I-95 with some shenanigans. And Governor DeSantis came out and said, okay, if you fear for your life, if you think you're in danger and you run somebody over fleeing that scene, you are immune from prosecution. Mm-hmm. Guess what happened? Yep. Not one. Polk County. I love the sheriff of Polk County. He's awesome.
Same thing with all the fiery but peaceful protests.
Exactly. Polk County.
Right, that day.
They said, we're going to go to the suburbs. Antifa's like, we're going to bring this to the suburbs. And the sheriff goes, you go right ahead. I've told my citizens to lock and load and be ready for you when you get there.
Yep.
Guess what happened?
He said
they stayed out of Polk County, right? They didn't dare go to Polk County.
He said, they have guns and I'm going to encourage them to use them.
That's exactly what he said. Yep. That's right. That was a direct quote. They've got guns and I'm going to encourage them to use them. Now, contrast that with St. Louis, where you had the two people that did use their guns to protect their home. Now, again, I don't agree with the ladies waving a gun around to people. That was a gun safety 101 is you don't point.
But it's her property.
Yeah, but
it's
you still property. Don't wave it around. Like, it's property. Not a pointer, though, right? It's okay to hold a gun and I think to brandish a weapon in an effort to de-escalate a confrontation.
Certainly, she needed some training.
Absolutely.
But don't go on her property and you won't be threatened by her.
But they broke into a private community, right? You buy a home in a gated community and you pay extra fees for a reason, right?
They smashed the fence down and trampled through it.
Now, George Soros has spent years putting out funding prosecutors for exactly this, folks, to prosecute the right but let the left go. Jussie Smollett spent, 3 days in jail? 6 days? What did he spend? 6 hours?
Not even.
What was he in there for, right?
6 hours.
Is he going back?
Six hours.
What, is he free on appeal? Is that what
jail.
It is?
One day in jail.
It's what a joke,
one day
right?
In jail.
Now, if that was a conservative, look at January 6th. You've got little old
they're
ladies.
Still
they're still in jail.
They're still there.
We're 14 months in, folks, and you're holding
many of them did,
people.
Many of them
no
did nothing
bail.
Except for get escorted in by FBI
That's right.
agents. Hey,
That's
come
right.
on in.
Exactly
the door's
right.
open. Come
exactly
on
right.
in.
Door held
really?
Open by FBI agents, waved on in, right?
Milk and cookies down the hall.
14
fun,
months,
right?
no bail, right? Contrast that with New York City just released a serial killer. No, did you hear about this? No joke.
No.
This woman killed her roommate in the 70s, spent 15 years in jail, got out in 85, killed another roommate. Back to jail. 20 years later, they put this woman back. Now, this woman's in a wheelchair, and, of course, she's a transgender person, or he. I'm not sure which it is. One or the other, right? But they're combined. Yeah. So they said, well, because they're transgender in a wheelchair, how much damage could she really do? They put her back out there. They found another woman's body in parts all over the city. And you have to ask yourself, how does a woman in or a guy in a wheelchair dismember somebody and scatter their she did it somehow, but no bail. No bail. She in the wheelchair
could it
back
have been
out
that
the
serial
streets?
Killer could it have been the serial killer was probably maybe in a little bit better shape
Perhaps.
Than they thought as she rolled into court or he rolled
maybe.
Into court.
I don't know, but this is
remember
crazy.
Weinstein did that, remember? Jeffrey
yes.
Weinstein.
Right,
he was
right.
like
had a
he
walker.
Was this
Oh, my back. My liver. Yeah. Like, come on. Give me a break.
I'm this old, shriveled up man. Yeah. Please let me go.
I hope he's having a brutal time in jail. I hope they are picking on him every day. I'm sure he's probably in the safe wing, but I hope he's getting the Epstein treatment. Where they're
when he was in New York, I think he's back in California, but he was in New York. I heard some prisons guard tell me that he had a really if you don't treat me this way, I'm going to make a media skeptical out of this place. I'm going
to
make a mess out of this place.
Anymore,
he had a
loser.
Real shitty attitude. Yeah,
I hope they're kicking his ass daily. Seriously, I hope he's getting. I hope every day for him is where he is scared for his own safety.
He's in a protected facility. And as long as he shuts his mouth, he'll be fine. If he opens his mouth, he'll
he's
be...
He's right in the country club wing next to Grizz Lane. He'll be Epstein. Is that the part?
He'll be Epstein if he starts to open his mouth and talk about other people. So.
It's crazy.
Yeah, keep it short. The Bills Stadium. Bills putting together a new stadium.
Yeah, exactly like the old stadium looks like. Open air, right next to the old one. Orchard Park again. Yeah. Genius.
Well, I guess... I do think there was some safety issues with the old one, though. I'm not totally against a new stadium. Here's what I am against, though. I do think New York State got screwed out of it. Not necessarily Erie County. You're talking about Erie County having a $1.4 billion asset, and they're going to pump in about $250 million.
That's a
lot
of
Erie County doesn't make it. It is a lot of money, but Erie County makes money.
But think about this for a second, but think about this, Mike. So you got taxpayers out there, right? Taxpayers that, again, are struggling to put money in their gas in their tank. They're struggling to pay their grocery bill now, right? You're going to pay for a stadium for a billionaire? Seriously? Come on.
Well,
that doesn't happen in other states. It just doesn't.
That's what we do. Oh, no, every other state does.
This is a joke.
Absolutely. You're wrong there. Sorry about that.
Yeah, maybe this is a joke. This is a sick joke, though.
Vegas paid
Vegas has tons of money, though. Vegas has a...
93%.
But Vegas has tons of money.
But you just said nobody pays for it. They do. They all pay for it.
But who's paying for it in Vegas? Is it the little taxpayer or is it like the casinos? Who pays the taxes in Vegas? Seriously. Who pays for most of Vegas?
To your point, a one-point-something billion in Vegas is very different than
but go back to Vegas for a second. Who pays the taxes in Vegas? Is it the casino worker that pays the most taxes, or is it the casino that pays the taxes? The casino's paying. Who's paying taxes in New York?
There is no state tax in Nevada.
Yeah, but I'm saying, but from the tax standpoint, whether it's sales tax or otherwise, the casinos and the big business, it's not – in New York – it's, Grandma Smith, who is making $45,000 on her pension or Social Security, that's struggling to pay her tax bill.
The shitty thing is Poland Cars was on the air talking about that.
Oh, he opened
Mark Poland Cars.
An old bottle of scotch I saw on Twitter. He's celebrating big time.
He goes, well, it's a victory because, City of Buffalo really doesn't have the resources that another city does. And I'm like, what's really shitty? What's really shitty about Buffalo, the community of Buffalo, is, first of all, nobody wants to lose the Buffalo Bills.
No,
it's an identity thing. It's part of the
town.
It
would destroy the city.
It would destroy the city, right? The shitty thing is, and to your point, and this is where it really gets shitty, because they always put people in a very tough position of conservatives like you and I are bad guys because there's not enough economic activity to support the Buffalo Bills. Yeah. And what sucks is, with all the natural resources around here, with Niagara Falls, with Lake Erie, with Lake Ontario, this should be a no-brainer, like it was in Vegas, right? I mean, Vegas had a housing crisis a bunch of years ago. And guess what? They walked through the housing crisis, and now they're stronger and bigger and badder than ever, and their people aren't divided on, can we have a football team? Can we not have a football team? It sucks for everybody in that position because nobody wants to lose the Buffalo Bills. Where it's really shitty, let me just one more thing. Where it's really shitty is Mark Poloncarz negotiated giving control away from the county. Now, when I originally heard that, I thought, well, what does that mean? Does that mean the Bills now are going to run it? Because the Bills probably honestly would run it better than Erie County.
No.
What happens is now we relinquish power to the Erie County Development Corporation or New York State.
They've done a great
job. New York State is going to run. Not Erie County, but now New York State. Good. So guess what? So the next flu that I have purchased tickets for to go see again, the next flu, now New York City is going to decide whether I can go in or not go in instead of Erie County. Right? The hope sort of was that, oh, my God, the people hate Mark Poloncarz, rightfully so. He's a left-wing liberal moron, right? I mean, left-wing, not a moderate Democrat. He's a left-wing nut
job. He's just stupid.
The hope in Erie County was that he's going to be gone. And then we're going to get somebody who's more moderate. Yeah. So the next time the COVID flu comes around, we can still actually go out and enjoy stuff. That's not going to happen now. Now it's going to be run by some nut jobs in New York City. Mm-hmm. And guess what? They're going to be saying, you don't have your vaccination card? You're not coming in, right? That's where it's all heading. It's just the suck. Yep. It's going to suck all the way around.
Are they still prosecuting the people who faked their vaccination card to get into the Bills? Are they still trying to get 5 years in prison for them? Or they dropped that?
I think they gave them like a misdemeanor and said you're on your way.
I will agree with you on this. If Buffalo lost the Bills, not so much the Sabres, I think, but certainly the Bills. If they lost the Bills,
that'd be devastating.
It would be devastating because the morale, it would just crush So many right. people. It's one of the few that's things right. that a lot of people really have to look forward to.
It's the identity
Sadly, though,
of the
this
town.
New stadium, most of those folks that really look forward to it are long going to be able to afford it. So you're not going to be able to go watch the games unless you watch them on TV because the liberals in New York City, they build things for the rich, right? They build it for the wealthy, not for you. You know, they build it for them. I'm sure they'll have all kinds of new boxes, which are revenue producers. I get it, but you know.
Yeah, unfortunately, and that's what the liberals always miss, right? It's some of the liberals, right? These left-wing nut jobs that some of them, like the Pegulas, gave money to Cuomo, right? They get it. Yeah. They get the game. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give them money. I'm going to get money back. Yep. You know, sure. they 100% get the game. The fact of the matter is if you want an NFL town, the other owners are going to force you to get that revenue sharing box, right? Get that stuff the way they want it, and they're going to say you got to move it. Here's a little kicker with this, folks, though. If you want to go watch the New York Jets or the Giants, you don't need to put up with any of New York State's bullshit. Right. None of it. Do you know that I gave up my tickets because I took my girls to the game. That's what we did, right? Gave up my tickets. My girls are not allowed to go see the New York State Bills. But if we wanted to fly to New Jersey, we could walk in and watch the Jets or the Giants without a face diaper at any point in time, without a mask mandate, vaccination
COVID wasn't
card,
over there.
None of
COVID
that,
didn't go over
right?
the river. COVID stayed north of the Hudson. So
we should have built the Bills right in Pennsylvania on the other side of the border. That way I could have taken the hour trip.
Why didn't we? Should have been built right near you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
I mean, you're already 45 minutes south of Orchard Park or 40 minutes south.
Yeah.
Look, I, first of all, what I would have done, number one, is I would have built something with a dome. I mean, seriously. I know there's issues with snow and domes and whatnot. They have been other places with snow. You got to find a way to be able to use that stadium more than 4 months of the year.
That's right.
I mean, seriously. Open-air stadiums. I like the idea of playing in the snow, and that's all cool and stuff. But,
Not really. It's never given anybody an advantage.
No,
that's all bullshit.
But it's fun to watch. It just changes the dynamics of the game a little bit.
I don't watch
anymore.
But you're not going out. You're not watching out in Zero Degree
I'm not going out to watch anything in Zero Degree Weather. Okay, No. I just think if on TV, it's like sometimes it's fun to watch those games. But I don't watch Bills anymore.
You always think it's fun to watch. Yeah. Like, you're always like, God, that would be fun.
But it's not.
And then you're out there and you're like, no, this sucks. Like, this is freezing cold. It sucks.
So
right?
I don't.
It's one thing to watch it in 35 or 40 degree weather. It's another thing in like negative 10.
Yeah, no,
that sucks.
I used to watch some football, but then I really, you know, years ago, I started becoming a huge hunter. And I'm just, whatever I do, I'm a fanatic at, right? So when I started hunting, Sundays in New York, you can hunt. I don't think you can hunt in Pennsylvania on Sundays anymore still. But in New York, you can. So, you know, doing the radio show Saturdays, New York, you know, and working the other 5 days of the week, Sundays was the only day that we really had free. It was the only day that I could say to somebody, I'm going to go out and I'm going to hunt all day. So I've always hunted on Sunday. You know, if I hunted in the morning and the Bills were on, like one, and I was at home in the afternoon, I would put them on. But after Colin Kaepernick, and after here's what really did it for me.
Kneeling.
Let me tell you something. So there was a player in New York. I can't remember if it was the Jets. I think it was the Jets. Maybe Giants. I don't know. But he wanted to put a U.S. flag on his cleat to commemorate 9/11. And the NFL and Roger Goodell, who's a piece of garbage, said no. Right.
Yep.
But then they wanted to have, you know, but then you have Colin Kaepernick all of a sudden out there wearing socks that have, you know, a pig dressed up as a police officer. That was okay.
Yep.
No problem.
Right.
And then suddenly they're putting these woke symbols and they're wearing these, you know, woke. That was okay. So the double standard of the NFL and Roger, I basically said at that point, I'm completely boycotting and I have not watched or been to a game since. And I won't go.
Yeah.
I don't. In fact, you guys all flew down and I should have gone. I wanted to the Tampa. I couldn't do it. I'm like, I just can't bring myself to support the NFL.
They put you in a very tough spot because when you're born in a town like Buffalo, you come out with Bill Sabres.
Yeah, jersey,
you know, you grow up watching these guys. You know, you grow up watching them, cheering for them, just, you know, at some point praying that they'll actually win a game, like a real game, like a Super Bowl or a Stanley Cup. But, they make it real difficult.
Well, it's what it is. I mean, the Bills are you know, fortunately, are you know, obviously going to stay with this new stadium, but I think they could have done a lot more with it. You know, they could have made it a dome.
Yeah.
They could have moved it closer to the city. I mean, they're basically going to, you know, put it right next to the old one and basically build the exact same thing. You know, and I get it.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's easier to build new and it's cheaper than it is to just, you know, what was it, $100 million to repair the other stadium or something crazy? It needed a lot of money. It needed a lot of work.
Oh, yeah.
And it wasn't set up that well.
Well,
it needed some issues.
There's infrastructure problems at some of these stadiums that, you know,
just
like they're doing in Florida now with these condos.
Yeah, yeah,
like that condo fell over,
right?
There's infrastructure problems. So my brother-in-law's condo down in Florida, literally after that condo fell, they passed some resolution. They literally cut the sides out of these condos. Mm-hmm. And now are ripping the beams out, cutting them out, and rewelding them, and really amazing what they're doing in this condo. But you got to do that stuff, right? Because at some point, it doesn't last forever. Right.
And I thought the thing with the Florida condo was, wasn't it a pool issue that kind of eroded the sand underneath, or was it an actual structural issue?
Well, it was
an
infrastructure pool, but everything was sort of built together. So gotcha. That the whole, I mean, we think about it. If you're in a condo, you wouldn't think if the pool falls or breaks apart that the whole condo is going to collapse.
But I would, because the soil is so soft. You know, it's like the soil in Florida, like it just kind of, you know, you get these sinkholes that open up. I mean, you think, gone, you know.
Yep.
That was crazy.
I don't think that was a sinkhole.
No, it wasn't a sinkhole. I think what they said was the pool was leaking and eroding away underneath, and it like almost like made a little cave that just collapsed. I don't know. Crazy stuff happens in Florida, but you know, that is the downside of lax construction stuff, though. I mean, in New York, my God, I mean, you know, you got to build it to, you know, hurricane, whatever, you know, Katrina levels. Yeah. But
well, you think, and you were saying, like an open air statement, it takes a beating. I mean, think about our roads, everything. Just the difference in changing
the freezing and cold, I guess, the concrete. Absolutely.
Yep.
Well, I mean, a good thing is for Buffalo is that they'll keep the Bills with this new stadium, and hopefully there won't be any shenanigans with the Mets. But the people in New York are still advocating to bring them back. I saw Nate McMurray, who talk about being completely irrelevant. I shouldn't even be talking about him here, but somebody sent me a tweet that he put out there. This guy is still advocating, we should put the mask back on. COVID never really went away. Like, you hear yourself, dude? Are you serious? Like, the rest of the world is living normally now. Everyone's moved down. Well, except for those that took the second, third shot and are dying of heart attacks now, which is, by the way, I mean, you saw, who was it, Nadal, that one of the tennis players collapsed on the court.
Yeah.
Right?
Collapsed.
You had two other people recently that just died. The Foo Fighters drummer just had a heart attack. He was 52. He's gone. He's dead. Right?
He had some drugs in him, but
yeah, maybe. But also the lead singer was advocating. He forced the band members to get boosted, and he
did he
absolutely.
Really?
He was a super woke guy,
that.
And
well, I
he
said
forced
that.
Him.
I said that day.
That was it.
They said, "What do you think it was?" I said, "Well, it could have been, you know, cocaine or heroin, or just the vaccination if he got vaccinated."
Yeah, he did, and down he goes. Yeah. But I mean, so anyway, so you hear, you know, but he's, you know, Nate McMurray, he's still hiding in his basement, mowing his own lawn, hiding in the basement, and hoping to have everybody else put on masks. If you are at this point in time, after 2 years of data, we're 2 years in with data. You look at these states.
All about control.
I mean, it's unbelievable.
All about control.
You got Britain that has dropped all their mask mandates. Ireland, who still has a mask mandate on, Ireland's COVID rates are twice that of Britain's.
Yep.
And they still don't get it. It just boggles my mind.
And they never will. They never will. These people are mentally ill and stupid. They really
are. They're brainwashed.
They're mentally ill and dumb. Because once you have data and you start to sort through the data, it's another thing to say in the beginning, okay, we didn't have data.
Sure.
We didn't. No. Now we know. You're an absolute moron if you think. And my favorite is that, you know, we've brainwashed these kids to have this like somehow it's a statement now. Like I was at a basketball game the other day and this kid's wearing it on his chin. All the other kids didn't have one on. But he had one on his chin, right? Like, you know, that what does that say? It says my parents are morons and they voted for Joe Biden and they're the reason why you're paying $4 a gallon and I'm going to wear this stupid thing on my chin so you know how stupid my entire family is. That's really
it's unbelievable. It really is.
Yeah.
All right, let's switch gears for a second. I want to mention try to get some commercial shameless marketing plug in the middle here. I'll mention our home and auto division, shopping over 25 companies to save you money. Give us 14 minutes. We'll shop over 25 companies. So easy, even a liberal could do it. Check out their Twitter feed, by the way. You can go to ours and link it off of that or go to our website, thefinancialguys.com. Mike Sbrazza posting every week just about. I love those giant checks he's got. I saved $4,000, $2,000, $600. I mean, even $600 is still, you know, $50 a month. And hey, that's another, you know, eighth of a tank of gas, you know, at this point.
That's right.
So,
that's right.
You know, but $50 is 10 gallons or more, right? It's at least something, but it's, you know, no reason to give it to the insurance companies, folks. There's a big reason why the insurance companies have the biggest buildings in every city in the country. Don't be a part of that. Give us 14 minutes. Let us shop it for you. Mike Sbrazza is doing an awesome job. Give us a call at the office, 833-FIN-GUYS, or again, go to our website at thefinancialguys.com. All right. What do you want to switch to?
Did you see, by the way? Well, I don't. We only maybe have about 10 minutes left
But
the new Biden plan is to increase taxes. Did you see that? But here's the good news. Always back
just
to
on the rich, though, right?
Well, it's just on the rich.
The rich.
That's right. Just
perfect.
On the rich.
Good.
Because the billionaires are going to pay all kinds of income taxes,
yeah.
Joe.
That's good.
Now he's talking about, which I'm not opposed to, by the way. I'm not opposed to a minimum billionaires tax.
But the problem, like, is here's what they do, though. okay, we're going to make you, we're going to give the billionaires, okay, I'll pay that minimum tax, but here's what I want in return. I want a 100% yes. write-off for my private jet. They got that, right?
Yeah.
I mean, to what, 2030, right? What else do they get?
Yeah, or they just funnel money into different trust funds, right? They'll be funneling money overseas, right? Don't think for a second Warren Buffett isn't going to set up a trust in Ireland and fund some the foundation of his resources stuff, over there. Yeah. That's they're never going to pay taxes. It's an absolute joke. And the shame of it is, we're now, when we started this radio show, it was about 45% of Americans, 40 to 45% sucking off the system without paying anything, right? Now we're at 57. It's over. I mean,
we
really,
said once
truly,
you break 50, we said that a decade or more ago, is that once you get over half, that's the tipping point.
Yep.
We're there.
Yep. Yep. Very difficult to bring it back. Very difficult to. Yeah. How in the world could people vote for Biden? Well, because they're not working and they get free resources. Right. I mean, when you have 57% of the country not paying any federal taxes, and I hear this, well, some of them might be paying state taxes. Bullshit.
No.
Bullshit. You're not paying federal.
Well,
you're not paying
pays
state
sales tax, Mike. Everybody pays sales tax. Everybody contributes. Blah, 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 blah. Here's the thing, and this is what the problem. What the Democrats want to do is the Democrats, and that's not even the Democrats, whoever's running this New World Order garbage. I mean, and now don't tell me, years ago I thought, oh, New World Order, come on, conspiracy theory. I thought it was a conspiracy theory. How come every single major leader in the world now is uttering this New World Order, right? Even Biden said recently, we got to structure this New World Order and make sure we're leading it. Here's what they want in the New World Order. Number one, they have said this openly. The World Economic Forum is an evil organization, folks. We look at this World Economic Forum. All these wizards of smart fly to Davos, right? They fly to Davos to decide and just structure your life and the things that you'll be allowed to have and not have. Oh, meat? Yes. Well, red meat, that'll be a what do they call it?
A treat.
Right? Now and again luxury, right? Oh, but not for Hillary Clinton. Right. She's eating ribeyes every night, right? Oh, air travel will be a luxury. Oh, but not for them. They still fly around their private planes, right? Think about this, folks.
Right.
The things that they want to do, and this is a scary part about liberals, right? They want to make you poor to the point where you're dependent on the government. They are pushing for a standard basic income for people. They basically want to give people a minimum income just for breathing, right?
And they've done that.
They've done that in a lot of ways.
In New York, we have that basic minimum. It's called
$45,000
a year. Sign up
that's
for,
right. They want that's right. that everywhere. Right. They want to say for those that want to be non-productive slugs of society, you can sit home on your couch and eat your Cheetos while somebody else pays your bill, right? Guess what happens? It doesn't go well. That whole thing collapses over time.
But they do vote
time,
for it. They vote for it.
In droves.
They come
absolutely.
Back. Every November they come back and they vote
and
for
the
it.
Democrats and don't care. They don't care.
Yep. They don't. And you're going to give me a free turkey?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So it creates a cesspool of dependency. But as I've said multiple times, the Democrats don't care what they govern or rule over, I should say, as long as they're the ones ruling. Because no matter, it could be poverty. Look at Crystal Peoples. I mean, she grew up on the East Side, surrounded with poverty, right? She's doing pretty well. Speaker of the New York State Assembly now, right? Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
And what has she done for her community in the East Side
time
of Buffalo?
Frame.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Right? But she's rich herself.
The East Side's gotten worse.
Sure.
It's gotten worse.
You look at some of these churches, right? You know, the leaders drive around in Lexuses while their parishioners can barely afford to put food on the table. It's crazy. Yep. But these Democrats, they don't care. They want absolute dependency. And the things they're doing with this World Economic Forum are just downright scary. We've got to fight against this, folks. We absolutely do, because what they want for you is not good. These folks, you know, the Bill Gates, right? The only super wealthy person I actually think actually gives a crap about humanity is actually Elon Musk. I used to really not like Elon. I thought he was an absolute scam artist. But honestly, the things that Elon has done in the last 5 years.
Lately.
Yeah. I guess I misjudged him, right? Does he scam the taxpayers? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Good for him, though. Everybody else does. Why shouldn't he, right? But here's the thing.
No, we don't.
I'm talking all the billionaires do. All the super Uber. Yeah. No, we pay too much. Right. You pay too much.
Well,
you're getting money back.
To be honest with you, that's the only way you're going to be a billionaire.
Yeah.
Is if you take everybody else's money and you leverage the hell out of it and you don't care. Look at if you don't believe me, Read all about Steve Jobs. Steve Jobs could have cared less if he lost people a dollar. He didn't care. He wasn't a good man. He wasn't charitable. Nope. He wasn't nice. He was a dick to everybody that worked for him, right?
Yep.
He was an asshole beyond an asshole. And the biggest thing he had was he could care less if he lost you or the taxpayers' money. Now, it paid off. It paid off for him, right? It paid off big time. But he leveraged the heck out of it, right? And that's the way you do it. Don't care. Lost everybody money. Who cares? Elon Musk is sleeping in. He doesn't give a shit that the Buffalo Billion went down the tube, by the way. No. And we were talking about the Bills before. I was talking to somebody yesterday. Yeah. I'm like, you know what? If I had the choice between keeping the Bills here 30 more years or giving Elon Musk another dollar, right? It's a no-brainer, right? At least we get some pleasure out of watching our Buffalo Bills, right?
That's a very little amount.
A billion, some, and frustration. $1 billion we handed to him. Guess what? He lost zero sleep. When that factory doesn't produce nearly any jobs that they said they were going to. There's 200 people there, 100 people there, whatever. We were told 40,000 people, something, we're going to get hired. He doesn't care. He doesn't care, right?
No, they don't care.
Doesn't care.
The liberals, I mean, honestly, the things that they're doing right now to this country is just startling. And what they want is they want everyone dependent. They want you to, you know, meet's a treat for you, travel's a treat for you. But here's what the World Economic Forum is. Be very careful. For those of us that are warning you about these social credit systems and warning you about the vaccine passports and what road it leads down, and the Democrats are masters at just infesting everything. The SEC now, Securities and Exchange Commission, is going to require companies to list their carbon footprint now inside of their annual reports, right? So now they got to disclose it. But here's what even is scarier, Mike. There are some credit card companies that are now experimenting with a beta project that is tracking your purchases to determine the carbon output or the carbon, you know, cost of the stuff you're purchasing. So at what point do they decide? Kathy Hochul literally just shut off the bank accounts for the Seneca Nation.
Right, right.
Justin Trudeau. Martin was even worse. Justin Trudeau, you know, the Canadian.
They shut the truckers off.
Right? Yep. Shut down bank accounts, seized assets, right? This is crazy. Right. At what point
not decide? Is it your carbon footprint that you're not allowed to go
anymore?
Right.
How about this, Mike?
And by the way,
you've purchased too much this month, Mike. Oh, the grocery bill. You can't buy that, Mr. Lomas, because you've already bought the over allotment of red meat for this month. Think about that, dude.
Right.
I'm telling you, that's where
and
they're going.
And for those that say they won't do this, these people are mentally ill.
This
to
is
a
what
point.
They want. They're openly
the same
talking
people.
About this. It's not like they're not.
These are the same people.
They're testing this.
But I thought it was a good idea to walk through a restaurant with a mask on. But when you talk to people, you can
take
it off.
Why do you think they're tracking your purchases for carbon? Because obviously the pandemic is fading, so they're going. You notice how they're pivoting back to global warming again. They'll go back to. But so, why would they track your? What do they think is you're going to? They're going to guilt you? Oh my God! Look at my carbon footprint. I bought way too much red meat this month, honey. Break out the cardboard. We're eating that for the rest of the week. No, of course. What they want, they're beta testing this, folks, so that the Bill Gates of the world can decide how much red meat's good for you, right?
Healthy Bill Gates.
Healthy Bill Gates, yeah.
Good old snapshot of what health should be all about, right?
Exactly.
Overweight Bill.
But seriously, think about, I mean, you had people on the left advocating, right? Who was it? Oliver Darcy, whatever his name is, on CNN. Don't have a vaccine? Can't go to work. Can't go to the grocery store.
Yep.
Can't see a doctor.
Yep.
Can't do this. Can't
too
do
bad.
That, right? Oh, too bad. Ha ha.
Too bad.
Ha. What? Yeah. Like, are you out of your mind? I mean, they're advocates. Dr. Wen.
They never look back either.
No,
never look back. None of them will take all this data now, watching young soccer players die of a heart attack.
No. It's still safe and effective, Mike. It's still safe and effective. I'm not sure what their definition of safe or effective is. Let's talk about effective for a second. I'm going to tell you something. If you gave me 3 shots and told me it was going to help me and I still got sick, that's not effective. If you give my dog rabies shots and my dog still gets rabies,
he gets rabies.
Not effective, okay?
No. And if other dogs in the neighborhood that got the shot started to have complications from it, I'd rethink it,
right? So they're going to pivot back to global warming now, right? So now they're back on global warming. And don't think for a second. You had the Dr. Liana Wen, my favorite Chinese communist on CNN, basically saying she was advocating for not allowing people to leave their states, not allowing allowing state-to-state travel, not allowing people to go, you know, a certain distance from their homes. And for those that say, oh, my God, Glenn, come on, they would never do that. They did that in Australia. They did that, folks. They said in Australia, once under quarantine, if they shut things down, you can't go more than 5 kilometers for your from your house. You could designate one person beyond that to go visit, like if you had an elderly parent or something like that. And if they caught you more than 5 kilometers from your home, they asked you where you're going, and they sometimes turned you around. This is they blocked
like
the mom.
When my grandmother was in a nursing home.
They blocked the mom from going to see her sick daughter. Like, what's the matter with you people? They did this. No. So don't tell me, oh, it would never happen. It's happened. They're doing it. They have done it in Australia and California.
And they'll continue to do it.
They'll continue to do
it. They got away with a big one there. They got a big one away. And they knew exactly how many people would comply. Yep.
This was the test run.
How they could divide people. The end of it, at the end of this thing, you could see the division,
Yeah.
The division was, because it wasn't, I said, it wasn't conservative versus Democrat anymore. It was conservatives against conservatives. Wait a minute. You know, you had parents fighting with other parents. Yep. Because
families
all of them
fighting.
Believed the masks were stupid, but let's just wear it for this
right,
event.
Right.
And, you know, I understand you're going to fight, but, you know, you can't do it during Little Billy's play practice because it's going to end it. All of a sudden, and then you had all of them on the left wearing their face diapers going, this is great.
Right. It's crazy.
This is great. Look at them all fight.
Wrap up with this. I mentioned the World Economic Forum, how dangerous they are, right? 2-3 years ago, in 2018, they were running basically, what do they call it, simulations on a worldwide pandemic and what their response would be. And then 2 years later, we had a worldwide pandemic. Coincidental?
Yep.
I don't think so, folks.
Yep.
I'm starting to really look deeper on this stuff thinking, I don't know.
No.
Here's the scary part, though. This is even scarier. Guess what kind of simulations are running now? But guess what kind of simulations are running now? They're running simulations now on a cyber attack. Does that mean they're going to?
Sure. How many years out is that?
Is that 2 years out?
November?
Right.
November?
Right.
Would that happen?
About
like
two
what,
and a half
like
years out?
October?
Yeah, October, something like that. I'm telling you, a cyber attack on this country would be
way
far
easier, by the way,
than the pandemic. Even if
probably
the
way easier
you,
too.
You wipe out the entire East Coast power grid. You got about 4 days before people start killing each other for food and whatnot. Before you have absolute chaos.
Yep.
But what does that do? It allows them to usher in complete and total martial law. Right? You wipe out the East Coast power grid. You would have chaos. I'm telling you, you'd have chaos.
Wow.
How do you fix the chaos? Well, you have to bring in the troops. You got to bring in the National Guard.
You have people.
This is
bad. Have people, Glenn, that couldn't even.
This
you have adult males that were hiding from a flu. I mean, these people are not self-sufficient.
No.
They're not going to be able to go out and hunt and fish.
No.
They're not going to be able to build a fire for themselves.
No, they're not even willing to fight
for
their own country.
They're going to wait
around. The Democrats, they polled people. If there was an invasion in this country, like Ukraine, would you fight for your country?
Yeah.
The vast majority.
Almost 60%.
The vast majority of Republicans said yes. I think the only 52 or more percent of the Democrats said they would flee the country.
Yeah, but that's just you just assume that, right? That's
anyway.
Right.
All right, that's to wrap things up, folks. If you need us throughout the week, again, we do manage money for a living. Use us as a resource, whether it's our home and auto division doing a property casualty, our wealth management company, Independent Solutions, managing close to $1 billion in assets with incredible people like Paul Meeks, who's on CNBC every week, an investment committee with over 200 years of experience. Whether it's our Financial Guys retail practice helping you with your financial planning, you know, retirement planning, Social Security analysis, Mike Hayflick, Ron Reinstein, the team, you know, helping folks determine their income planning. Whether it's growth or just trying to work towards retirement, you know, our financial planners can help you there as well. So use it as a resource. Of course, Medicare. If you're over 65, don't forget, we've got you covered on the healthcare side as well. So again, use our team as a resource. We are a one-stop financial shop. You can reach us at 833-FIN-GUYS or again, use our website, thefinancialguys.com. On behalf of Mike Lomas, I'm Glenn Wiggle. Thanks again for listening. Don't forget about our Saturday radio show, 1-3, on the Financial Guys Radio Network, streaming live on iHeartRadio, but also live on WBEN AM 930, WHAM WHAM 1180 in Rochester, and WSYR Syracuse AM 570 out in Syracuse. So check us out Saturday, 1-3, where we'll take your calls and questions live on the air, and we hope to see you then.